Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but we are here, despite of that, on the Warriors of the Bible. Thank you for joining us today for today's episode of the Warriors of the Bible. I'm your host, Brother James, reminding you that God is a warrior. September 21st, 2020. So glad to be with you today. As we get into the Bible study, thank you so much, brothers and sisters from Norway that are listening to the broadcast. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, brothers and sisters. Out of England, the United Kingdom, thank you so much. Canada, we love you. We thank you so much, brothers and sisters. All over the United States, thank you. Thank you. We are so blessed. I am so blessed, brothers and sisters. I'm from Australia. Amen. We are so blessed for all the brothers and sisters looking at the stats here that listen to us. Thank you so much. As you're listening to the Warriors of the Bible, if you like to drop us an email, let us know how you like the show and the broadcast. Power Warrior 25, POWER. WARRIOR 25, Power Warrior 25 at yahoo.com. If you like to drop us a line, let us know how you like the show. So, we're going to get into the Bible study today. Of course, the show was scheduled for about a half an hour ago, but technical difficulties prevented us from getting it started at that time. But we are here, and this show will be archived, and you can listen to it later. But the Warriors of the Bible broadcast is here, so let's get into the Bible study. And let's move to Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. If you have your Bibles, you can read along. If you don't, you can just listen. Here we go, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Today's message is entitled, The Spirits Are Subject to you, knowing your right standing. Amen. Knowing your right standing, the spirits are subject to you. Now listen, brothers and sisters, in order to be the king, you must have entities that are subject to you. But you cannot know your authority unless there is an attempt to rob you of something that is yours. And taking back and engaging and finally thwarting that attempt, you will find out that these entities are submitting to you. You understand what I'm saying? The king cannot have power and cannot know his or his power or her power. Amen. The subjects make an attempt to take power from them. I'm not talking about, you know, coming against your own government or anything like that. I'm talking about the demonic powers that were created by the Lord Jesus Christ to do what they're created to do, and that is struggle with the higher powers, which is the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. All right. Get that straight there. But in a kingdom, in any kind of kingdom, well, let's use King Arthur and all that stuff, let's use them. The way you know the king has power is the subjects must make an attempt at one time or another to rob him of something that is his. That's the only way you know that you have power. And by taking back and engaging with these with this attempt, you find out that these entities are submitting to you. They have to take something, and you have to force them to give it back. Everybody out there listening to me, say, force them to give it back. I said, say, force them to give it back. You see, a weak attempt for a short amount of time will not work. A short battle and a short struggle with the powers of darkness in your life and the situations and the circumstances that come against you is not going to work, primarily because the devil is not going to give up without a fight. And it is not the fact that he's going to lose. It's not the fact that, as in the ministry, you know, in Christianity, they say, you know, the devil wants to keep what he has. He wants to keep his house, which is scripturally correct. Except the fact of the matter is the enemy, the powers of darkness, do not know the end result of that matter. Okay? Behind the Canaanites and the Philistines and all the enemies of the children of Israel were the unseen powers of darkness who spoke through these statues and through all of these things that the pagan deities, put it that way. They legitimately, when you worship a god, when you worship a pagan deity, when you worship anything connected to the spirit realm, that spirit realm, that spirit being speaks to you and overtakes your mind, just like the Holy Ghost itself. When we say God spoke to us, well, he's got to speak to us in a way that we understand or in a voice that we understand, or we would not know to take his directions. But let me just put it to you this way, okay? The unclean spirits behind the idols of wood, stone, and gold and all that type of stuff did not know whether they're going to be successful in overtaking the children of Israel. But God knew. So the fact that the devil doesn't give up in your life the strongholds and the things that you brought into your new Christian life, the devil doesn't give up without a fight. That's not relevant. What's relevant is the fight. That's what I'm trying to explain. The fight. And the fight is only relevant to you, because then you find out that these entities are submitting to you. The enemy has to take something, and you have to force him to give it back. A weak attempt for a short amount of time will not work. We talk about that when you have deliverance ministers. Every deliverance minister that I've ever spoken about, and listened, really says the same thing. you know, Brother Ivory Hopkins and Brother, you know, Pastor Kyle, and on and on. They say that deliverance is fine, but deliverance for the believer is more than just casting out demons. It's dealing with your issues. You got to deal with what the devil fed off in your mind, which are your thoughts. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, "The Spirits Are Subject to You, Knowing Your Right Standing." Now, the reason the devil will not give up without a fight in these strongholds in your life is because the demons have put generations into this to build this up, with God's permission, of course. I mean, what you're fighting is only the generational things that have built up in your generation. You're not even responsible for. You were just born like this. Lust, anger, wrath, strife. Some of it is your own personality, but most of it, a lot of cases, you don't know why you're like it, like this. But you look back at mom and daddy, and then you actually, you know, go further back than that. If you can go back to uncle whatever from the old country in Poland, you know, you could find out someone and say, you know, that's how your uncle whatever in the old country in Poland, he was just like that. These are generations of building. The devil had generations to build this up with God's permission. And when I say with God's permission, why would God permit generational curses and generation of fleshly desires to continue into your generation? Well, I've told you before. I'll tell you real quick. God did not save you, sister and brother, to go to heaven. No, you would be in heaven. God saved you for the buck to stop at you. You're surprised. This is a surprise. The buck stopped at you. He called you to end the generational curses and the generational sins, and it's going to end at you. Amen. Only a violent struggle will they recognize. The demons, the unclean spirits, will only recognize a violent struggle. And that violent struggle is called authority. Now, of course, I'm talking about the spirits are subject to you. A violent struggle. I mean, you have to get down there and make up your decision. I am going to put the enemy to sleep regarding these matters in my life and these strongholds in my life. I'm going to choke him out. Till the referee, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, tells you, that's enough. Leave some for me, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Now, in this scripture that we're reading today, Jesus gets to the root of the matter. See, when you can get to the root of the matter, you're resolving the whole thing. Okay? He gets to the root of the matter, which is the book of life was forewritten, and everyone that is used or any situation you find yourself in is meant to release the power and authority that is uniquely yours. All right, so let's go right here. Verse 18. Let's read it. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as falling from heaven. Now, I just said the root of the matter here when the disciples are saying, Lord, Jesus, we have power over the devil. You're absolutely right, but Jesus got right to the root of the matter. I saw the Father. I saw the one they worship. I saw the one that they honor, Satan, fall as lightning from heaven. Okay? Jesus is saying clearly the reason you have this power is because the stronghold, the strong man or the strong archangel has fallen. Which means if the strong archangel, Lucifer, had not fallen, you could not have this power. And then it says, I saw Satan fall from heaven. Where did he fall from? Just in the bottomless pit? No. And that's for another story, another broadcast. He fell to the earth. And hell is the pit in the earth. Hell is part of the earth. Another story for another time. So we're talking about Jesus getting to the root of the matter, which is your name was written in the book of life, and it was forewritten, and everyone that is used in your life that I'm listening to today, your individual life, everyone and everything that is used in your situation, your individual situation that you find yourself in, or situations in life, is meant to release the power and authority that is uniquely yours. Because there has to be. I said everybody says there has to be. We all want to live in peace. We all want to live in tranquility. We all want to live a saved Christian life and then die in our sleep and go to heaven. But that's not what God brought us here for. God brought us here for a demonstration of power that somewhere down the road, the power that is within you has to be released through the attack of an enemy. Somewhere, somehow, you're going to go through a time of warfare that is meant to shape you and to bring out what's in you, which is power over spirit beings. It is in you from the day that Jesus Christ comes in you. This is why you can't understand why you had to go through so much back then and maybe going through something now, but you will understand eventually, and that you will realize that what was taken from you, you will make you as individuals, not Jesus, not God. You will make the devil give it back. Amen. But there has to be a demonstration of power. There has to be an attempt to take your kingdom, to take something that is yours. And the more attempts, the more opportunities you get a chance to whip on the devil. Amen. But there's something else I want to get into it also. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is, you know the spirits are subject to you, knowing your right standing. And if you don't know, you're going to find out. Amen. Because you're going to be put up against the wall, and you have no choice but to fight or flight. And I want to just put this in here. You not knowing, amen, who you are in Christ, amen, does not mean that you're not going to heaven. You not knowing, amen, your power over the spirits does not mean that you don't have eternal life. But it means that you will be a Christian going to heaven without a house, walking the dog with no money, living your whole life without a husband or a wife, getting whooped and tormented by the devil to the left, to the right, until you die and go to heaven. That's not what God wants. He wants more for you, you know. He wants more for you in Jesus' name. So verse 17 now, let's go down here. So the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 18 is teaching that the fall of the leader of fallen spirits have been cast out here in verse 18. So if he has been cast out, he's been cast out. You've been brought up. See, this is very clear. If something is cast down, I don't care if it's, let's say, the President of the United States, whoever it is, who is the most powerful human being on earth, right, comes down to your level and works with you, shoveling coal in the coal mine, he's at your level. Now, you can keep calling him the president, but he's shoveling coal with you in the coal mine. Now, the other guy knows full well that if you were so great, if you were such a strong man, you wouldn't be down here with me, because I don't think I'm great at all. But in reality, the spirits are subject to you because they're below you, not because of something you did, okay? Not because you've done anything. It's because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. So verse 17 and verse 18 go together. Verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. In verse 18, he says, I saw the king of the devils, Abaddon, Apollyon, fall from heaven. Okay. Brothers and sisters, you need to listen to Brother James. Brother James tell you by experience, as any believer that's teaching, you know, in a ministry, is not teaching you just what the Bible says. They have to know, all right? And that's why I say most pastors, God did not call most pastors, have no business being in the ministry because they haven't been through anything. They decided it's something good to do. I don't think God's going to kick them out. But once you get with a man or a woman that has power with God, and God, you can feel the power with God, and you go back to that other guy or that other girl, and you can feel the difference. Listen to me. This is revelation truth, okay? We could not have spirit subject to us unless the king Satan was removed from the kingdom of heaven. And he and the spirits were placed in the lives of the new kings. That's you and me. I said the new kings. That's you and me. You notice what I said. Satan and the spirits were placed in the lives of the new kings. First they were cast down from heaven. Then God came down to where they were. Still another story, another time for another time. God came down to where they were and created himself. God cast Satan down. He cast the angels down from glory. And then he came down to where he cast them to, the earth. Yeah, the earth. And then God created himself. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Who is the R? The Father is talking to the Son and the Holy Ghost, which make up the Elohim. So God made himself. So if God made himself on the earth, and out of himself the human beings, he chose, as we'll get into in a minute, well, he chose a new army of God. What is it for us to do? Just like he did. And what did he do? The spirits are subject to you. Amen. And then those same entities, Satan and the demons, now take orders from the new army of God. Not because of something we've done, but God did for us before we're even created. And that is creating a book and placing names in there of his own free will. Okay? Verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. Do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you. Now, it doesn't say it's a sin when you get happy, when you whoop on the devil. He didn't say that it's wrong to be happy when you smash the devil and you make the enemy give back what he took from you. Primarily, what he takes from you and what he controls over the believer is the thoughts, which is the mind. Your thoughts are still fleshly. Your thoughts are still in the old way. But when you slowly but surely begin to believe and understand that you think these are your thoughts, but they're the devil's thoughts, and you know to pull down the stronghold, you know to pull down, amen, the imaginations, take control over your mind, then you'll feel resistance because you're in the struggle, but you're on your way of taking control of the thoughts, amen. That's what authority is. And he's saying that this is not a sin or nothing wrong with you rejoicing when you get to that level of realizing, amen, that the spirits are subject to you. But you should rather rejoice that, as I just said, your name has been written in the book of life before you were created for this purpose. Verse 20, that's what I just said. Finally, brothers and sisters, let me check the time here. We're doing pretty good for a show that was had technical difficulties. But finally, brothers and sisters, listen. These spirits rule all mankind. Now, I'm pretty proud of this part that I'm going to talk about right now. You know, Brother James I talk a little bit about the news and that. Not so much lately because it's been taking up a lot of my broadcast. If you listen to my old shows in the archive, but I'll talk a little bit right now. Finally, brothers and sisters, these spirits that are subject to you rule all mankind. I'll say it again. These spirits, these demons that are subject to you rule all mankind and all the world, seen or unseen. Okay? You could say, well, the devil is busy in Japan, or the devil is busy in Israel. Jerusalem, the city of God, has a gay parade every year. Oh, the devil's busy over there. But he's busy in Greenland and in Antarctica, too. You just don't see it. Amen. These spirits rule all mankind. All the BLM, Black Lives Matter philosophy, starts with good. A good philosophy. There's a good philosophy with BLM. It starts with good, but it spirals into confusion. Nobody even knows why they're protesting. And every reason you give, those reasons are out. They're not even involved. They're not even part of it now. Amen. It spiraled into confusion, more hatred, and more confusion. There is no truth in it. If there was a truth, the truth is not even there anymore. Brothers and sisters, all politics between Republicans and Democrats here in the United States starts promising. They have good intentions and good reasons, but it is now perplexing and accusing each other of communism. So you have two American political parties accusing each other of something that is not American. You don't believe me? Go to the news today. And we got the election coming up. Watch what they're talking about today. Democrats and Republicans, American political parties of free voting, free rights, free democratic process, are both accusing each other of trying to enslave the American people. Unbelievable. And then, of course, you have people that agree, oh, the Republicans are trying to take from us. Oh, the Democrats are taking take from us. So there, what difference would it make of either party? Well, one of them is lying. No, both of them are lying, brothers and sisters. Amen? So let's go on. Racial tolerance in the United Sodomites of America is no longer in fashion. Okay? Racial tolerance is something that is supposed to have been wiped out. It doesn't even, racism in America doesn't even hardly exist at all to be measured. Everybody is doing everything. Everyone is together. Everyone's working together, living together, more or less. But now, all of a sudden, not really all of a sudden, but what you see now, amen, is that all this protesting was meant to bring people of different races together. But what it has done, brothers and sisters, is divided mostly whites against whites. If you look at these protests on either side, you see mostly whites, Americans on one side and white Americans on the other. I could see if you could say, oh, we're racially divided, but it's not even race. Brother James has a message for the believers. All this is the work of demon spirits. Yes. However, these demon spirits that deceive those whom I have spoken about are subject to you and me. But if you do not violently control your thoughts and violently control your soul, which is simply your desires and affections with the uniquely yours. That means you cannot have, the enemy cannot have control over a Christian unless he works through their thoughts and through their affections, like make America great again, or kneeling to the flag or not kneeling to the flag. This is all human thoughts and your own desires. If you don't control them, then, brother and sister, you will be subject to the spirits the other way around. They will have you. And you did not say that your name is, I did not say your name is not written in the book of life, but you will be whipped up and down by the devil. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. So glad to be with you today. Our time has run out. Until we meet again, may God keep you in perfect peace.